cloud deals, antitrust limits, and developers who built an AI to replace their boss. AWS acquiring Duck Labs scored more than 1,000 points on Hacker News despite receiving less mainstream attention than the Nvidia Hugging Face deal. DuckDB, the technology at the company's core, is an in-process analytical database, embedded in applications the way SQLite handles transactional data, but designed from scratch for fast columnar analytics. AWS already operates Athena and Redshift for server-side analytical workloads. DuckDB's architecture enables edge and client-side analytics at latency profiles and price points those tools cannot match. The open-source community's concern mirrors the Hugging Face discussion. The original work emerged from CWI, the Dutch National Research Institute, under a culture of academic openness, and whether AWS will respect the separation between Duck Labs and the DuckDB Foundation post-acquisition is the operative question. Stripe's acquisition of Clerky, a legal services platform for startup formation and early-stage documents, drew less commentary but was seen as coherent with Stripe Atlas and Stripe's long-term positioning as the financial operating system for internet businesses. The consolidation wave raised antitrust questions that the podcast addressed directly. United States antitrust law flows primarily from the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, with Section 2 prohibiting the willful acquisition or maintenance of monopoly power in a relevant market. Critically, holding a large market share is not itself illegal. What is prohibited is using monopoly power to harm competition. Regulators challenging a merger must define a relevant market narrowly enough to show the combined entity would hold harmful power. For Nvidia, the question would be whether AI training GPUs, where the company reportedly holds more than 80% share, constitutes the relevant market rather than the broader semiconductor industry. Most such acquisitions clear that bar, which is why many deals that appear alarming are ultimately approved. A company called Scent Labs fired its development team and replaced them with AI. The dismissed developers responded by building Open Executive, an open-source AI CEO posted to GitHub, framing it explicitly as a mirror. If AI can replace engineers, they asked, why should executives be exempt from the same calculus? The project reached 666 upvotes on Hacker News. Commenters noted that executive decision-making involving social dynamics, relationship management, and political judgment is genuinely harder to automate than the protest framing implies, while acknowledging the symbolic resonance is difficult to dismiss. The discussion fed into a broader what-if-we're-wrong question about the pace of AI labor substitution. Liability structures, commenters argued, may slow adoption in ways the current discourse underestimates. When courts begin assigning accountability for consequential AI decisions, the friction will become real in ways market pricing has not yet anticipated.